Catherine Britt, it's great to see you, and I had no idea you are suffering from breast cancer. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm getting through it. I'm about halfway through the treatment, the chemotherapy, and it's tough. It's horrible stuff, but, you know, you've got to get through it and get on with your life, and still trying to work the record and tour and stuff as well. So it's been heavy, but it's been a wake-up call, I guess. So, yeah.
What's keeping you so positive?
Oh, you got to be, I guess. I don't know. Look, I think I have my days, definitely have my moments that I fall apart, but you know, I know that I'm going to be okay. I've just got to go through this treatment, and it's just going to be hard for a while, and then it's going to be all right again. So, you know, got to get through it.
Okay, in those dark times, you must have a few dark moments. What gets you through?
I think I just need to sort of keep looking forward. I'm getting married actually in a week and a half, so that's kind of been pushing me along to, you know, positively and sort of looking forward towards that. And of course, my fiance is just so beautiful and so supportive, and I'm very lucky. So, and I have a wonderful family and wonderful friends who keep me up. So I'm very lucky.
Can you remember how you felt when you were first told the news, when you were diagnosed? What went through your mind?
So many things went through my mind, but also nothing went through my mind. The whole world stopped, you know, in that moment. But, you know, I just sort of picked myself up as quickly as I could a couple of days later and thought, okay, use this as an opportunity to go out and raise awareness. And, you know, because I am such a hypochondriac, I found the lump early, which I always felt so guilty about, because, you know, I was bugging my doctor all the time thinking there was something wrong with me, and you know, in the end it saved my life. So I'm never going to feel bad about being proactive about my health ever again. But yeah, look, it's a scary time, but it's something that, you know, if you get early enough, you can get through it and it's going to be okay. So yeah, it's good to raise awareness for it.
You look great and you look beautiful, and chemotherapy has, for now, taken away your hair. How do you feel about that?
Well, for somebody who's always had long blonde hair, it's shocking. You know, every day I look in the mirror, I go, oh, that's right. You know, I'm sort of reminded. But I wanted to show up today without a wig and without, you know, I guess the elephant in the room is that everyone knows I don't have hair now. So I just wanted to embrace it and be proud for the people who are going through it and show them that it is okay to go out and you're still beautiful and it's all right. So, yeah.
Catherine Britt, you're one of the bravest on the planet, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Let's talk about music. Yes. Thank you for your honesty. So you've been nominated for Best Country Album. How's that feel?
I have. Yeah, it's great. Look, this is my sixth nomination, so I'm just stoked. You know, I've never won one, but I've always been to Casey, or somebody always takes it from me, but she's not in it this year, which is good. It's looking good, but look, it's a tough category all the time. My peers are very talented, and there's some great albums in there. I love Shano's record, Shane Nicholson's record, and Mustard Courage and Troy. They're all great. So I'm just excited for the night. It should be good.
Some of the best music you've heard this year has come from where?
All over the world, but, you know, we're up there. We're making some incredible music. I love some of the stuff that comes out of Australia, a lot of the stuff that comes out of Australia, Tiger Town and Sia, and we just make really great music, and we've got great producers here and great engineers, and, you know, we stand up with the rest of the world 100% with our music.